Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests that we bring to you each and every day. And today we're going to be joined with one of the top linemen. He hails from Conference USA. He played at Western Kentucky, and it's none other than Miles Pate. Miles, welcome to the program. You had a hell of a career. Now you're on the bigger and better things. But with that said, how's this afternoon treating you?
First of all, thank you for having me. And that afternoon's getting better since I'm on your show.
Well, thank you. And our afternoon's getting better because we got you on, too, because there's nothing better than talking with future draft prospects so close to the draft. These last couple years, I mean, you really took that step forward and put yourself on the map. I mean, when do you kind of get the sense, Miles, that, you know, what you're doing on a Saturday afternoon is gaining the attention from those guys that could be potential hirees on a Sunday?
You know, I didn't really notice it until probably after my junior year because honestly, I was just playing to play. I was just trying to get out there on the field however I could. So I played tackle. I played guard earlier in my career, and just it led me to playing tackle because they just needed depth outside. So I just wanted to fill in, just be a team player, and just get on the field somehow.
Well, you've definitely been able to dog that. I mean, you have great athleticism, even though you're a big guy. I mean, you're an athletic kid. I mean, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, I mean, were you a little bit better athletically than all the other kids?
I would say so. I think it helped that I played skill positions when I was younger because, like, it made me think more, just try to outrun the other guy, and I feel like I gained more speed doing that, and especially playing other sports as well.
I'm curious, I mean, so when do you kind of start, you know, developing into that offensive alignment? So you're doing multiple positions, you're the skill guy. At what point, I guess, of your football life do you kind of make that transition and start knowing that, you know, the offensive line is where I'm going to make my money?
Well, during high school, I was playing tight end. And going into my junior year, they brought in a new offensive staff, and they changed up the offense in our high school, and it was one of our offensive linemen went to our head coach and asked if I could play on the offensive line. At the time, I wasn't really too happy about it, but a couple practices in, I started to like get used to it, and it really worked out for me, I would say.
Well, it has definitely worked out for you. One of the top players, again, I mean, we could say top guys in the 2020 draft, not alone in the Conference USA. I mean, you're definitely on this NFL radar. As we talk to the Western Kentucky Hilltopper standout, Miles Pate, kind enough to take some time here on the C2P as we find out what this young man brings to the next level. So you're doing your thing. You're starting to get some recognition. So that brings us up to this point, Miles. I mean, if you're in the film room with these NFL scouts, they're breaking down tape. You're in the room. What do you think they're going to love about you when they look at that? You know, the traits and the abilities of the position. What do you think is going to stand out the most that they're going to fall in love with?
I think my range of how I can play multiple positions on the field, and of course my athleticism will really help that out. But I feel like my IQ is, I would say, like something that I've been working on, and I feel like it's gotten better since I've been at Western Kentucky, and I feel like that'll jump out a little bit, just knowing just seeing stuff from the backside and cutting it out before they can get to get in the backfield. I would say that would jump out for NFL coaches.
That's it. Now you come across as a quiet kid. I mean, what's it like playing against you? I mean, you got to be feisty to be in the trenches. I mean, when does that switch get flipped, I guess, and nice Miles Pate turns into this ferocious lineman that's, you know, devastation, you know, to opponents?
It doesn't take long. I feel like I love playing football, and I get in that mode once I get off the bus and get into the locker room because it's just a different feel for me, you know, just getting ready to get – play a game. It's a different kind of feeling for me, at least. And I think that switch turns on when I get off the bus, and then I'm just another dude, I would say.
I love it. And we also ask this because we go to the guys at the next level do listen into the show. We talked about what we could see on the field. I mean, what are some of the intangibles, Miles, that we won't see on tape? I mean, you could have been team captain, weight room warrior, maybe you're a film junkie. I know you mentioned your, you know, dedication to have a high IQ when it comes to the game. Maybe you could have pass blocked more, ran blocked more, pulled more, countered more. What are some of the things that these guys won't see on tape that they should know about that can help you get drafted?
Well, not a lot of people I've seen on tape is because mostly I've been playing tackle from what the people have seen. From the coaches I've seen, but I'm more of an interior guard. I'm 6'2", 3'10", and I feel like I can do much better as a guard or a center in the league because a tackle, that's a whole different ball game, I would say, than the interior lineman. So I feel like just me working in small spaces, I feel like that's something that people haven't seen yet, and I hope to show everybody once I get that chance.
Yeah, and for you being so close, I mean, what's it like just waking up every day? I mean, you're kind of confined. You can't go to the gyms now. How are you making the most out of your opportunities? Not to get off subject, but our local high school, we do a show with the local coach, and we just did a show with the high school coach that we work with, and, you know, he was just trying to tell the kids, you know, stay active as you can. He was sending them some workout videos if they want to do workouts over the phone. How are you kind of staying in that, you know, top shape where, you know, once your name's called or you got to get in the camp, you're ready to go?
You know, it's been a really crazy, I would say, week or so with this whole virus going on. But, my gym that I've been working out at, it's been closed for about the week or so. And I would say the most I've been doing is going to my local park and running. And I've been doing a lot of abs and push-ups around the house just to stay active or something. Been doing just a lot of body weight stuff, and it's a weird situation right now, and it's canceling a lot of things, and it's just a crazy time that I did not see coming at all. So
yeah. No, well, none of us saw this coming. And, you know, even when you think about pro days and all these workouts, local days, so many things getting canceled due to, this coronavirus. Miles, you're right. Totally unexpected. And to think that it went to this type of status, it's definitely, I think, knocked us all back. We are almost out of time. We have a few minutes left. And we appreciate you sharing your time with us. But we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out. There are a few off-the-wall questions just to – kind of living it up, a boy. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Now, you talked about getting off the bus, and that's when the mindset switches to become the football-minded guy. But maybe after that point or prior to that point of the bus, do you have any superstitions that you do pre or prior to the game?
I would say, well, I think all my superstitions come like when I get off the bus and when I get into the locker room, as soon as I get in the locker room, I get dressed and some of my under stuff just before I put my, well, I had to put my knee braces on and my pants on. I would get in because we have our little warm up stuff, and I would get taped first. I would just get my ankles taped, and then I would just put my socks and cleats on, then I'd go out, and then I would have a certain routine that I'd go through, certain stretches that I'd go through, and then I'll go back in, put everything on, and then I would not get my wrist tape until we came back in the last time before we went out and played our game. And that's probably the only superstition I probably had. But, yeah, that's about it.
I like it. And how about this one? Amongst the Western Kentucky football staff, what coach is impersonated the most, and would that impersonation be done in front of them?
So, it was more like just an O-line thing. We would impersonate our O-line coach at the time. I throughout my career, I had five different O-line coaches. And it just seemed like every year that we had one, we impersonated them. And we would never do it in front of our coach. It was just something that we did just to mess around the locker room. So, yeah, it was just pretty much all of our O-line coaches.
I love it. And sticking with that offensive line unit, you guys are the most cohesive group, I think, on any football team. But with that said, you guys usually are the biggest guys on the team. You or a teammate, who's the biggest eater on that Hilltoppers line, and what was the biggest meal you've ever seen him eat?
Okay. Well, he wasn't on our O-line for too long, but us O-line, we think of some weird stuff. So we thought, a couple guys thought it would be fun to have like a wing eating contest at our local Buffalo Wild Wings. And we did the whole shebang. We did the national anthem. We had like these certain rules that they had to go by, and like it was between my friends Tyler Camp and Parker Howell. And Tyler Camp ended up winning and ate like 50 wings. And Parker Howell, he ended up like doing like 40 or something, I believe. But that was just probably the most memorable things about eating. And that's probably the most wings I've ever seen eaten in an hour span. So.
Wow. That's a lot. Those are a lot of wings. On the final one, kind of sticking with food, the draft is about a month away. I assume you'll be with family and friends as you celebrate this next journey in your football life. With that said, Miles, who is the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have ready as you kind of celebrate that special day?
That's a tough one, but I mean, my dad is a very good cook. I would say he's edges at my mom just a little bit, but my mom, she makes this dessert she makes. She makes these mini pecan pies herself from scratch. And that's something that I would really want, like, between now and the draft. So,
I tell you what, Miles, we've been doing a lot of shows draft season, and there are some, some guys, so say, hey, I want my dad to cook a steak, or I want mom to cook this. Those pecan pies sound delicious. Just the way you said, made from scratch. I might hook you. I might hit you up. I might text you and be like, if she makes them, I want one sent to me. I'm gonna try to persuade you to do that. Hey, man. Hey, fantastic career. The trajectory you're on right now is pointed in the right place, and that's where you want to be around draft time. But hey, keep doing what you're doing. Stay as fit as you can. Stay as prepared as you can. But it's most important, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining the show.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Once again, that is Miles Pate, the Western Kentucky standout. And this kid really, he talked about that junior year kind of developed into a hell of a playmaker, a hell of a guy that they can use and, used on the tackle, but probably a guard at heart, and he even mentioned that. So, but again, the more versatility, the more multitasking you can do as you get this close, anything that you can do to help yourself, and versatility and multitasking, being a guy that can change positions, is an incredible asset to have, especially for the offense. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.